If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
My fellow Americans, welcome. It's Eric Erickson here across the United States, and I am delighted to be with you. The phone number is 877-973-7425. Should you wish to be on the program, I am happy to have you. If you text the word ARMY to 33777, we are moving to a new activist portal for the show, so we'll make it easier for you to be able to contact your members of Congress, state legislatures, governors, and others as the need arises over the next year or so. We want you to not just be able to complain about stuff, but have the solution, and that solution is you being engaged in the process. So text the word ARMY to 33777. If you want to get involved, you'll be directed to the portal. You can put in your name. You need your name and your zip code. You can put in your mobile phone number if you want, but it's not necessary, but zip code is. Now, I want to talk to you in real terms here. I try not to sugarcoat it. And the reason I try not to sugarcoat the state of play is because a lot of people just, they want to be only affirmed with what they hear. Had a friend of mine the other day tell me, I cannot believe you gave Donald Trump as much money as you gave him. And my response was twofold. One, I would prefer his policies to Kamala Harris's policies, and I'm happy to do what I can. And two, there are a whole lot of people who regularly call me and say, well, you're just never Trump. And I can point out to them I've given him way more money than they have. So which of us really is? Y'all know my views. It really is kind of funny to me, the number of people who they can't abide anything I say because I don't track with their own thinking, therefore I'm a bad guy. As opposed to, I've done this for a living, I've run campaigns, I know what I'm talking about. What I'm noticing, however, is there are a whole lot of people who they may not like Trump, but they do want him to win, and they're frustrated with him. I'm frustrated with his lack of messaging discipline, although I think he's turning the corner. But what I do think is that everyone is so focused on, for example, the polling shift towards Harris, that they're actually ignoring some of the behind-the-scenes data that's actually not bad for Trump. Like, for example, if the election were held today, despite Kamala Harris's surge in the polling, I do think Donald Trump would still win. If the election were held today, Trump would no longer win the popular vote. A month ago, he would have won the popular vote. Right now, he would win the Electoral College, I think. Because I do think that when you take the averages of the polls, Donald Trump is still well positioned. Remember, Donald Trump tends to be understated in the polling. So add 1-2% to Donald Trump's polls, wherever those polls are, and you've got a race that's Donald Trump's to lose. People forget that. It used to be in 2016, there was a massive split between the polling and Donald Trump's numbers. In 2020, there was still a pretty big shift. It just wasn't as big. And I do believe that even now, when you look at the polling around the country from the primaries and the like, that there's still probably a 2 percentage point miss. And the reason tends to be that Donald Trump supporters are less likely to talk to pollsters. They're more likely now than they used to be. They're more enthused. But there's still overall the hesitancy of Trump supporters to talk to pollsters is there. So you add a percentage point or two to wherever Donald Trump is. And if you do that, well, he's doing okay in these swing states. But there's other reasons for Trump supporters to be encouraged right now as well. Let me play you some lines from Trump's rally yesterday in Asheville, North Carolina.
Kamala Harris won't end the economic crisis. She will only make it worse. And why hasn't she done it? She talks about it. She's doing a plan. You know, she's going to announce it this week, maybe. She's waiting for me to announce it so she can copy it.
That's one Trump clip. There's one more.
And everything Kamala Harris touches turns bad. It all turns bad. San Francisco was a great city. Now it's unlivable. California was a great state. Now it's unlivable. She breaks everything just like she broke the border, broke our economy. But soon we are going to fix every single problem Kamala Harris and Joe Biden have created. And we are going to save our country. We are going to save America. We're going to save America.
That's Trump from his rally. And I played you that first clip. And let me play. Well, let me play you this one more first.
No country can sustain what's happening right now. The millions of illegal aliens pouring into our country under a border czar Harris are coming from all sorts of places, from countries unknown, literally from countries unknown. And they, as I said, they're coming in from prisons and from mental institutions, and they're coming in as terrorists. We have more terrorists living in our country right now, and nothing good is going to happen from this. And now it's getting more and more violent. Just pick up the newspapers, turn on your television. People stabbed. A woman yesterday raped in New York, raped viciously. And when they said she was raped, you know what she said? They weren't trying to rape me. They were trying to kill me. They were trying to kill her. And he was a gentleman from a certain country I won't mention. Happened to be in South America. But it's not South America. It's all over the world that they're coming in. It's not South America. They're coming from all over the world. Just this week in Coney Island, Kamala had two, think of this one, migrants. They came in, the Kamala, we call them the Kamala migrants, and they were arrested for rape of a 46-year-old woman, and it was a rough situation. There were four or five other situations over the last couple of days. Rape and murder, rape and beating, rape and something else, and sometimes just immediate killing. These people are brutal. These are people that came out of the toughest jails anywhere in the world, from all over the world. And we can't take them. No country can sustain it. No country.
That's Donald Trump. Kamala migrants, listen, he's focused on the economy. He's focused on immigration. It's like someone's been listening to my show. Focus on the economy. Focus on crime. Focus on immigration, inflation, immigration, however you want to package it. That's what he's doing. And he made a great, great point on stage.
Kamala has declared that tackling inflation will be a day one priority. Think of it for her. But day one for Kamala was 3.5 years ago. Why hasn't she done it?
Her day one was 3.5 years ago. He's finding his footing in the run-up to the Democratic convention. Again, this is important. You have to understand this. You got to be able to process this. You got to be able to calm down about this. Yes, Kamala Harris has the momentum right now. And yes, there are only a few more than 80 days left in this campaign, and the momentum is headed in her direction. And yes, the individual polls can all be wrong, but when you take the average, it tends to sort themselves out, and the polling trends are certainly in her direction, and every pollster tends to say left, right, and center, yep, don't look at the individual number, look at the trends. The trends are certainly in her favor. But when you look at the trends in Kamala Harris's favor, what you still see is that the issues are in Donald Trump's favor. Kamala Harris is having a bit of a bounce right now because she's an unknown, and the Democrats have come home, and that is the key point here. For everybody curled up in the fetal position, sucking their thumb, getting mad at me for telling you the truth, sending me angry emails, how dare you say this? You would be amazed at the number of people who send me hate mail because I've told them the truth, and it's just they can't handle the truth. But the truth is also this. While the momentum is in her direction and she's running a disciplined campaign, avoiding the spotlight as best she can, avoiding the press's questions as best she can, avoiding people hearing her speak, she's not going to be able to do that forever. And while the polling trends are in her direction because she's the new shiny thing, why are the polling trends headed in her direction? They're headed in her direction because it's Democrats coming home to her. A lot of Democrats who were sitting on the sidelines with Joe Biden have decided, you know what, I think I'll vote for Kamala Harris. And that's driving her numbers up. But on the issues, immigration still favors Donald Trump. The economy still favors Donald Trump. Crime still favors Donald Trump. It's not a coincidence the media is trying to rush out these headlines. Did you know crime is falling in the country? Well, it's falling in large part because states have stopped reporting the crime to the FBI. But immigration favors Donald Trump. Crime related to migrants is a growing concern in the population as we hear more stories about kids raped and killed by illegal immigrants. That issue favors Donald Trump. Your grocery prices and gas bill favor Donald Trump. Economically, it favors Donald Trump. So yes, right now, Kamala Harris, she's in this bounce. Now, it can last. The Trump campaign certainly has stuff they've got to do. It sounds like they're getting Donald Trump more focused. I don't know whether it'll last. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. We'll see. But right now, that message that he delivered in Asheville, North Carolina, you can tell it was a good message because the National Press Corps is refusing to cover it as best they can. Had he said a bunch of dumb things about Kamala Harris personally, they would be wall-to-wall news coverage of that. That he minimized those things suggests he's realizing he's got to focus on his message, on jobs, on the economy, on crime, on inflation, on immigration. He's got to focus, and that's what he did. It looks like he's making that pivot. You can tell he made that pivot because the media is covering it less and less. If he continues to do that, look, the media can try to avoid it as best they can, but here's your other sign of hope. Kamala Harris had been operating at a 10-to-1 spending advantage since Kamala Harris got into the race. Kamala Harris has spent $10 for every $1 from Donald Trump. And suddenly, this week, those numbers are starting to shift. The Trump campaign is starting to put in more money than the Harris campaign. The Trump campaign is now spending more money than Kamala Harris on the airwaves, including digital. In fact, I got an email this morning from someone who said, you know, for the past 2 weeks, I've been so frustrated. I have YouTube TV, and every time I go on, I see ads for Kamala Harris, and I've seen no ads for Donald Trump. And suddenly, without warning, I'm seeing a lot of Trump ads, a lot of Trump Super PAC ads. Yes, it's taking them time. They're starting to fire up. They're all issues-based. We still got slightly over 80 days. Is it a tight race? Yes, we always knew it was going to be a tight race. But fundamentally, here's the thing. The Democrats have changed their candidate to a new and shiny object, an unknown where everyone can pour their hopes and dreams and ambitions into that unknown candidate and make of it what they want. And now that they have, the race is essentially the race we had in February and March, which is a race that still benefits Donald Trump. Because it is the Biden-Harris administration, not the Biden administration. And Kamala Harris did start day one 3.5 years ago, not in January of 2025. And that is a message that's going to sell to the American public. When Kamala Harris tries to stand up and say, on day one, I will do these things, the refrain from Donald Trump can be, why not now? Why not? You're going to do this by executive order? Why not now? And you'll notice the pivoting as well. 3 months ago, when I tried to tell my audience that it was not Barack Obama pulling the strings on Joe Biden, they're like, of course it is. Of course, how can you say that? We all know Barack Obama behind the scenes is pulling the strings. And now suddenly they're like, so it was Kamala Harris the whole time. Good. Sanity returns. It's never been Barack Obama. Whether it was Jill Biden or Kamala Harris, you can now blame Kamala Harris and say, look, we all know Joe Biden has been in decline these 3.5 years. Kamala Harris was participating in the cover-up. This has been her agenda the whole time. Do you think the American public is more likely to believe that Barack Obama was pulling the strings or Kamala Harris when she was there the whole time? It's a good way to talk about it. J.D. Vance has started talking about it. Y'all, the bottom line is this. This race still favors Donald Trump in the swing states. Is it moving away from him? Yes. Has it moved away from him yet? No. Does he have time to recover? Yes. Does he have some things he has to work on? Yes. Does it appear he's working on those things? Yes. Calm down. We still got a long way to go. And if the election were held today, Donald Trump would be president of the United States.
When the world seems crazy, he'll keep you sane. It's the Eric Erickson Show. Want to be on the show? Come on, be on the show. Call Eric now at 877-973-7425.
Hello there. Welcome. It is Eric Erickson here across the United States. The phone number here is 877-973-7425. If you want to be on the program, I am totally happy to have you on the program. And could I ask you to do me a favor as a listener, please? Would you text the word ARMY to 33777? Click the link and put in your information. Here's why. As we start doing the roadshow for the gathering and we're going around the country, in addition to just being in the army of activists for members of Congress and stuff, we'll send you an email on occasion, and you don't have to call Congress if you want. But here's the thing. If you text ARMY to 33777, as we do the gathering around the country, and we want to be able to make sure you know about it, and so by putting yourself in the database, you'll be able to get the emails when we pull up, hey, we're going to do one in Florida. Let's get all the people from Florida in the database and make sure they know so they get first dibs on tickets, and we'll be able to do it that way as we spread around the country. So we've got people in all 50 states in the database. I would love to have you in there. All you have to do, real easy, is text the word ARMY to 33777. Fill out the form. You'll get a link back. Fill out the form, and you're going to make it real easy for us to be able to contact you and prepare you for as we take the gathering on the road next year, coming to your states. And where we have the biggest lists of people, of course, obviously, is where we're going to want to target as well. So you help us, and we help you. Text ARMY to 33777. Have you heard about this massive Social Security breach? Pretty much every American Social Security number has now been obtained. And it went through an organization called National Public Data. National Public Data has the Social Security database. It's a company through which background checks are done. 2.9 billion people total. You're saying, but wait, Erickson, there are only, what, 350 million Americans? Yeah, but there are a lot of dead people whose Social Security numbers were obtained as well. And now there's a massive class action suit against the company, and you want to keep an eye out for that if someone uses your Social Security number. Just be advised, 2.9 billion Social Security numbers, a lot of dead people and other legal immigrants and others have been affected. Now, Americans for Prosperity is going around the country. They are encouraging people to get involved in Americans for Prosperity. All you have to do is go to AmericansForProsperity.org. You can sign up with them. They're a do tank, not a think tank. They go into the states and they do the business of the conservative movement, educating Americans on issues. Conservative issues on school choice. They fight for school choice. They fight for Americans, small businesses. They fight for families. They fight for free market reforms. They fight to deregulate, and they want you in the fight. They want you to be able to go to your state legislature or local government and be able to advocate for those issues by being the smartest person in the room. They give you all the facts, all the data. They teach you how to be a great activist. They want you on their side. They've got chapters in almost every state. AmericansForProsperity.org. Go sign up with them today. AmericansForProsperity.org. A great institution. AmericansForProsperity.org.
Fearless and occasionally funny. You're listening to The Eric Erickson Show.
Greetings, conversationalists. Welcome. It is Eric Erickson here across the Fruited Plain. The phone number is 877-973-7425. A follow-up to something I mentioned yesterday. You know, I am not a fan of walking into grocery stores in the middle of August and seeing Halloween candy. And a proprietor of a grocery store emailed me and said that it's the leftover from last year. They've held it back. They got to get rid of it before the new stuff comes in. So why don't you delay getting the new stuff and put this out after Labor Day? I'm sorry. I just don't have sympathy for we're going to start putting the Halloween candy on the shelves in July and August. We'll do the Valentine's candy on the shelves before Christmas. It's just, there's an exception here. My wife had to explain this one to me. My wife had to explain that in craft shops, like, for example, Hobby Lobby, that you actually have to have the Christmas stuff up in August and September, as it is now. And why? Because you have the craft ladies who make wreaths and style Christmas trees and stuff like that, and they got to get all their stuff now to be able to do it for Christmas and put up displays of what it'll look like. Okay, that makes a ton of sense to me. But for your regular old run-of-the-mill grocery store and Walmart, having the Halloween candy up after the 4th of July and into August, having the Christmas stuff up before Halloween and the Thanksgiving stuff up at Labor Day, nope, I'm sorry, absolutely not worth it. I'm sorry. No. Now, what is this here? What is this from Charlie? Sorry. People are apparently mad at me and taking it out on my call screener. Oh, well. Sorry. That's the joys of being my call screener. Now, I want to talk about something else. I want to go back to this Javier Milei situation in Argentina. It does not get a lot of press attention in this country because obviously it's Argentina. It is on the far side of the world, and we're not used to thinking it as the far side of the world because we tend to have an east-west mind when we think about far side of the world, but it is the southern hemisphere. It is a long flight even from me here in Atlanta. Delta flies to Argentina, and it's quicker to get to London, I think, than it is to get to Buenos Aires by flight. But it's also a success story. So for those of you who don't know, Argentina for decades has just been filled with government greed and corruption and left-wing policies. And inflation in that country skyrocketed. You think our inflation is bad, like prices up 30%? There it's like 3,000%. I mean, they were having to like cut numbers off their currency. It was absurd. Inflation was just out of control. People couldn't keep jobs. International investment was fleeing. The cost of living was out of control. And it was all government policies pumping money into an economy that did not need money in the economy. And yet they kept doing it and they wrecked the economy. The socialists wrecked the economy. What the socialists were doing is very much what Democrats and Republicans in this country do. And note I said Republicans too. They bribe people. Joe Biden right now, he's engaged in a Medicare bribe. So Joe Biden and the Democrats used Medicare money to pay for their Green New Deal. And they're now having to use deficit spending to prop up Medicare. And having cut the Medicare Plus program so many times, they're having to dump money into Medicare recipients and essentially bribe them for November, and that's driving up the national debt. It's what the Argentinian socialists did, dumping a bunch of money into the economy to bribe voters. And the voters in Argentina finally had enough. Desperate times, they took desperate measures, and the voters in Argentina voted for Javier Milei, a libertarian economist who's kind of a weird dude, not just in appearance, kind of a weird dude. But they were desperate. The people were desperate. And what Milei said is, we know what works. Free market economics work. The free market works. Argentina doesn't have a free market. As we begin to revive the free market and take the draconian measures to get government out of the way, the country will recover, and it'll take 6 months to a year. And Milei got into office, and he started cutting government. And at first, prices kept going up. And Milei said, we got to do more. And the Congress in Argentina was not sympathetic to him. And he did what he did through executive action. but he needed Congress, or the Argentinian Congress involved. And he finally went to him and was able to strike a deal. He made some compromises, but they began to pass legislation as well to begin to curtail the size and scope of the Argentinian government. And what Milei argued is something you can all understand. The economy is a fixed number. It's like a pie. Now, you can grow the pie. You can make a bigger pie so more people get pie. But if you think of it as a pre-baked pie, the more the government takes the pie, the less there is for everyone else. And so everyone else is raising their prices in order to earn a living because there's less and less pie for them to be able to eat. So everyone else is having to drive up the cost of each slice of pie in order to make a living. And Milei argued, if you take the government out and reduce the amount of the economic pie going to the government, it frees up more slices for the free market, for private sector, and so the price per slice can come down because the government's out. You reduce government, you grow the private sector. He argued that point and he won the point. And what's happening in Argentina? Inflation has crawled to a halt. It's not that prices have dropped. There hasn't been deflation. It's that they've stopped going up so much. As I mentioned, he gutted price regulations and price controls on housing. There was a massive housing shortage in Argentina. He gut the price, the regulatory laws on housing. Not only is there now more housing in Argentina, it's cheaper. Why? Because landlords were not putting all of their available property on the market because of the draconian government regulations. They couldn't charge what they wanted. And if someone got into a piece of property, as many of us learned during COVID, if you were a landlord, when people got into the property, the government would say, well, you can't evict them. Even if they don't pay rent anymore, you can't evict them. You can't drive up their costs and you can't evict them. So you're essentially stuck with a bunch of squatters. So he got the Congress to get rid of all those laws. And you know what's actually happened? The amount of available housing for people to rent has gone up because landlords are like, oh, now I can rent a place and know that if someone decides not to pay the rent, I can evict them. So now there's more housing available for rent. Not only that, because there's so much more housing available, the prices of the rental have gone down. That's free market economics. Works every time. It's working. Like, this is a real-world experiment in free market economics, and it's not perfect. Argentina has a ways to go, and he's actually got, to their credit, the Argentinian public has had his back. He's still got over 50% support. Even as he doesn't control much of the legislature, he's, by executive order, done a lot, and the Argentinian people have realized he actually is making things better. We're not worrying about the cost of eggs and milk anymore. We're not worrying about the cost of beef, which is a big thing in Argentina. Not worrying about housing costs anymore. And government has reduced. Now, let's talk about this country. Because one of the things that both left and right are now arguing over is federal regulation. Conservatives argue that we need to gut the code of federal regulation. So for those of you who aren't lawyers, let me explain this to you. There's something called the USCA. That's the United States Code Annotated, or you'll see it referred to sometimes as USC. It's not University of South Carolina or University of Southern California. It's the United States Code. The United States Code is the book of laws. I think there are 50 titles, and it takes up two shelves in a library. But on top of that, so much of the federal code gives the regulatory agencies of the United States the power to draft regulations. And while the U.S. Code may take up two good-sized shelves in a library, the Code of Federal Regulations takes up the entire bookshelf. It's massive. And it governs everything. There are regulations related to the tire pressure gauges that have to be in cars, and the cameras, and the airbags, and the pressurization of airbags. There are titles in the code that relate to the volume of gas that flows through your gas stove. They're trying to restrict that in the Biden administration. The code governs how you twist a light bulb in and how you take a light bulb out. The code of federal regulations governs everything. And what Milei has argued successfully in Argentina and what we used to argue in this country is that the more regulations you have, the more the government takes a share of the pie and reduces the share of pie for everyone else, which drives up everyone's cost. The more regulations you have, the harder it is for a small business to grow. Most Americans work for small businesses, not big businesses, and the Code of Federal Regulations strangles them and forces people to have to go work for big business. You want to gut it, you free up the free market. Now, we used to understand this in this country on the right. In the next hour, I want to talk about millennials and, like, for example, J.D. Vance talking about the cheap toasters and the need for unions and things like that. What you need to understand right now, what the takeaway is, the old Milton Friedman, the old Hayek arguments about the free market, they're playing out right now in Argentina. And they're playing out exactly as any supporter of the free market would say they would play out. You get the government out of people's lives, the private sector grows. The private sector grows, incomes go up. The private sector grows and incomes go up, inflation subsides, and people's lives and quality of life improve. The more government controls your life, the worse your life is. This isn't something new. This isn't some untested theory. It's tried and true, and yet time and time again, people on the left and the right in this country all forget it. In this country now, you've got people on the right who are in favor of more government regulation. They want to pick their winners and losers because they believe the left picks winners and losers, and so we should pick our sides. The problem is what happens is when both sides get in office, they start flip-flopping back and forth, which adds uncertainty into an election and makes elections more meaningful. You know, we're all at each other's throats right now over this election. Like, people are calling Light and Charlie up because, the Trump supporters think I'm being too critical of him. The people who hate Trump think I'm being too nice to him. It's hard to be in the middle lane here and try to explain to you objectively what's happening. Everybody wants you to be a cheerleader one side or the other. The reason you want that is because our elections matter so much, because the government has grown so much and has taken over too much of our lives. If conservatives can take back office and instead of saying we're going to use government to our ends, say we're going to kill government, we're going to do what Milei did, we're going to gut it, we're going to shrink it, we're going to make it less consequential to our daily lives, elections will matter less. It was a point Donald Trump made at a rally several weeks ago that, of course, the left blew up as, oh, he was trying to say he's going to be a totalitarian. No, what he was saying is that you'll never have to worry about voting again because he'll deregulate and get the government out of your lives and take care of you so much that it won't be an existential threat every time you go vote. That's actually what we need. He's actually right on that point. We need to not be an existential terror in every election. It's not healthy for our democracy. And Trump said it, and what did the media do? They mischaracterized it to try to scare you about Trump. Because the media loves regulation, because the media loves big government, because the media loves Democrats. But if you look to Argentina right now, there's a success story happening down there. And all that success story should tell us is that we already know how to fix what's going on in this country. The tried and the true free market approach works every time. You know, the free market, it incentivizes great companies like Vision Computers, where across the nation, if you're in a business, Vision sees the need to fill a void. So if you're in California, for example, the regulatory costs in California are tremendous. You may not have the ability to have an in-house IT guy. Or let's say you're in Connecticut. Connecticut's pretty blue state. A lot of regulations on businesses drives up your costs. The more those regulations drive up your costs, the less likely you are to be able to hire people, and you need somebody to help your business keep the computers on. That's where Vision Computers comes in. You call them at 404-COMPUTE or go to visioncomputers.com. You sign up with them, and they become your support solution. So your employees get a special phone number they call 15 seconds or less. They get the answer to their question for their computer. Vision Computers can even remote in and fix computers and do email support and printer support. So you don't have to have the in-house IT guy. You can't afford because of all the regulations. So you just have Vision Computers, and they work. Your employees are productive with their job, and Vision's productive with their computers. All you do is call them at 404-COMPUTE, anywhere nationwide, 404-COMPUTE, or visioncomputers.com. It's just $179 a year per computer, $179 a year. And if you call them and tell them I sent you, you get a better deal. visioncomputers.com or 404Compute. Let them be your tech support solution so your employees can be great at their jobs and not have to be great at their computers as well.
You can follow Eric around on social media at EW Erickson on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. And check him out at EWErickson.com. Get the podcast, live stream, email, and social media links by texting Eric to 33777 now.
Welcome back. Welcome, welcome. It's Eric Erickson here. I got to respond to an emailer. And let me put this, read you an email I've gotten. This is from William James Brown. You and all the talking heads on radio, as well as Republican pundits on TV, cannot stay on message and back our candidate, Donald Trump. You all have to get your pound of flesh opinion jab in to disagree on a near constant basis. Meanwhile, Democrats stay on message, on code, despite differences they have with their candidate because they look at the big picture. We lose momentum and excitement because our so-called leaders have to open their mouths in some negative way, and then CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, NBC all run with the comment and project it out as news that creates doubt for the undecided voter to go with the Democrat because at least they look unified. You damn fools cannot seem to figure out, S-E-A-M, to figure out the obvious and keep your mouth shut if it's negative. You, Nikki Haley, and the gang are so incredibly dumb and unsophisticated politically that you give the media all the tape they need to criticize Trump with the cover of, it's not us saying this, it's your own side. You despicable idiot. Well, William, you must have confused me for a prostitute who would look you in the eye and tell you you're a handsome gentleman when you're not. I am not a whore. My job is to tell my audience the truth. It's not to be a propaganda useful idiot for any one side. If you wish to go find some prostitute to tell you what you want, I'm sure you can find them on Craigslist, William, and they'll tell you exactly what you want to hear. But you're not going to get lies from me, William, which is what you want me to do. You want me to keep my mouth shut when I disagree. I'm not going to do that, William, because I believe my audience is owed the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, as best I can tell the truth. And that means giving you the good and giving you the bad and letting you navigate it for yourself. You wish to have propagandists. I'm not a propagandist. I'm not a prostitute, William. You can go pay someone for that. Instead, for free, I'm willing to give you the truth, and you apparently can't handle it. Now, I got to tell you, the truth is that at Omaha Steaks, you get great steak, omahasteaks.com. At checkout, you put in Eric as your discount code, you get an extra $30 off, E-R-I-C-K. You go to omahasteaks.com right now, 50% off site-wide. It is their anniversary sale. They are officially 107 years old. It is great to do business with companies that have lasted that long, American companies. The American dream, Omaha Steaks, is founded by people fleeing religious persecution in Eastern Europe. They made it to Nebraska. They set up shop. They've been going strong for 107 years now. OmahaSteaks.com. 50% off site-wide right now. You get unbelievable value in their steaks, their seafood. Great supply chain for their seafood as well. And then at checkout, you put in Eric, E-R-I-C-K. You get an extra $30 off, minimum order required. It is a great value, and you get 100% satisfaction guarantee. So if you are unsatisfied for any reason, they will make you happy. All you have to do is go to omahasteaks.com, put in the discount code to check out Eric, E-R-I-C-K, for an extra $30 off. omahasteaks.com.
It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Jeld-Wen. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeld-Wen windows today. View our entire selection of Jeld-Wen windows on Menards.com. Plus, the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now. Save big.